to Orville Radio. Here we are, Vega and Francesco.
And welcome to our new episode of today. Title: Wake Up in the Morning and Start with the Right Step.
So are you ready to enjoy a cup of joy with us?
Step, step, step into the day. The importance of beginning the day in the right way.
What is the right way?
The right way, there is your way and everyone's way, but there are some general indications and tips for us to actually start in a way that we get dynamic, fresh, willing and enthusiastic to follow with the rest of our day.
Yes, because we don't want to wake up with a tired and exhausted mood and getting heavy. Yeah. We want to be excited.
Yes. Let's just imagine for a moment the situation. And you can imagine with us that you are listening. Just the previous day, you had a heavy dinner. And then you went to sleep late, much later than usual. And there is the alarm that is ringing in the morning at its usual time, and you heavily reach your arm to just snooze it once, and you fall back into slumber. And then another time it comes the alarm, and even more heavily than before, you just press one more time. And this time you are going to be keep on sleeping till 9:30. Then you wake up at 9:30 and you drag yourself in front of the mirror. You see yourself with the bags under the eyes. And you say, oh, this is a good day. Is it so? Or imagine another situation in which you manage to go to sleep in time. And just before going to sleep, you have written down in your gratitude journal the wonderful things that have happened during the previous day. And you just enter into sleep with a sweet feeling. You wake up in the morning and you know that you're about to do something that you are passionate about. So you almost jump out of bed, then you turn back and you make your bed quickly. And then you know that you have your routine, something that feels good. Maybe you are collecting flowers, maybe you are having your meditation, and maybe just after you have the most wonderful breakfast with a good cup of tea or of coffee, you are listening to your favorite music, and then you just begin the day in that way. So this was just an example of one kind of possibility or another. So today we can talk a little bit about these possibilities that we have to turn our day the right way.
Yes, I guess we all have both experiences, even though we want the second one. But many times also we had these first experiences. So we want to talk about how to set the day, start the day with the right steps. Yeah. And here is a book, 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. And he researched from 17 years old how successful people have common things. What is their practices? And he found everybody, they wake up early in the morning and they have all empowering morning ritual practices. And he wrote a book about these things. So there are like many people we know already, like Barack Obama, who was a former United States president. So he always woke up early in the morning and he had 2 hours before starting his official day. So he needed to time to be alone and have workout and without news. So he get all the positive things before starting a day.
So one of the things you're mentioning is without news, because as it's researched, It seems that it's very, very important that we set our mind to something which is positive at the very offset of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be like beginning with the wrong tune when you want to play a song or a melody. And then it's a little bit more difficult to catch up. And you were also talking about rituals. And this reminds me of the popular knowledge that we can find in so many cultures, for example, the Indian one, in which there are very habitual things that people do. For example, the column, which are particular patterns that are drawn with chalk in front of the houses, or lighting up a candle or an incense. So these have both a symbolic significance, but they are also very practical because they make your day to start with something that focuses your mind, not on the news, not on the dreadful things that are all here and there, not on the problems that you need to solve, but to what can charge your day and uplift you first.
Yes, and also Oprah Winfrey shared she started her day in her altar inside her house, and there are spiritual and inspirational readings, and she has candles. So every day 20 of minutes of meditation makes her day. And as we all know, our brain waves, when we just wake up, it's kind of between alpha stage and theta stage, which is related to the subconscious mind and imagination, intuition, and creativity. So our mind is much more receptive. So we can put anything and it will absorb like a sponge.
Yes, this reminds me of a few examples, and there are so many instances of people that got insights, ideas, or solutions, or entire book stories from their dreams, or from that kind of limbo state that is just after waking up. For example, Stephen King, the very well-known author, he says and he shares openly that a lot of his writings just come directly from his dreamland. Or just the benzene, the gas, the gasoline molecule, it has been discovered through a dream, just as examples. Or the writer of Harry Potter, also she shares that. So we can avail of the help that comes from the other world.
Yes, and just this after morning 20 minutes is very efficient. So we can set the tone of the day, and it's like planting seeds. Yeah, in Taoism, morning is like a spring in a day. So we can plant the seed in the spring and we can harvest in the evening.
So this reminds me of the song that we had for today, which is a beautiful song from a very well-known group from England. Maybe you know them, the Beatles. And here comes the sun. Let's see how it's going to be making our seed to grow.
All right.
So how was getting the sun in the morning?
Nice sunlight. But what about before actually getting the sun? It's actually quite important, just not only the morning, but the prior evening, isn't it?
Yes. If we sleep late or, yeah, whatever happens the next before, then when we wake up, the mood stays with us in a way. So there is a sentence, a day starts a night before.
And this reminds me of the Chinese knowledge, Taoist knowledge, that they see life as a circle, or in a way as cycling, which means that whatever we have been doing the entire previous day, it is going to be carried on in the next following cycle. So that's why they say that is extremely important what you do, especially just before going to sleep. So, for example, do you know any kind of tips to give about what one can do in the evening?
Yes, so we go through many things in a day. So I think it's important we unburden our thoughts and minds and also emotional things. For that, in my case, I write a journal. So without filtering, just write everything, like for 5-10 minutes. It's a kind of famous technique by Julia Cameron, Morning Page. So you write anything without filtering. You can speak nonsense, you can speak just complaints, everything. But after that, you feel much lighter.
So it's basically like the valve of the pressure cooker. So you're taking and removing off the pressure of the day.
Yes. And I feel much lighter. And after that, with more empty space, I write a gratitude journal. Actually, I started just a few days ago, but still I feel the effect.
Yes. Yes, there is Wayne Dyer that says that whatever we have as our last thoughts just before going to sleep, this is what is going to marinate in our subconscious throughout the entire night. And that is going to be giving the blueprint to our rest of the morning.
Yes, so I can see the changes when I wake up. So I feel more pleasant and happy and calm.
And sometimes it's just we get simply too tired to write down, or it's just the possibility is not there. But nevertheless, they say that the night can really be your reset button. Sometimes it's just you feel that's too much, life is too much, your day was too much. You can use it, we can use that consciously. Okay, I just reset. Tomorrow it's a fresh day, tomorrow it's a new day, and it can be a new beginning.
Yes, and there's a technique I read, I don't remember where, but the person does everything the person goes through that day and put in the toilet and flush. So everything goes away before sleeping.
So then, yes, we can use the power of visualization. As you're suggesting, here is the toilet. And for some of you, it can be just something that it really appeals to you. It can be washing away. It can be untying some knots. It can be that there was a stone in your way and you just remove it from your path. Or there is an angel that comes and just takes away whatever it was burdening you. You know, there is the wonderful opportunity of imagination. And we remind ourselves that for the brain, what we imagine or what we actually experience, it's pretty much the same. So we can really use that power for us.
Yes, and also maybe physically, we can shake our body for 5-10 minutes. I think it's like we can imagining or visualizing everything releases out through shaking.
Yes, and after a good shaking, we can go through self-relaxation. Like sometimes it's what I've been doing in the very unlikely situations or difficult situations to go to sleep, to fall asleep, like while traveling, like in an aeroplane or in a bus station. I would count myself down. And I would just say, okay, I'm falling asleep and I'm going to be waking up super refreshed the next morning, 100, 99, 98. Tomorrow I'm going to be waking up super refreshed, and every single sound that I'm hearing now is just going to help me to go deeper and deeper into sleep.
And did that work?
Oh, yes. I've been sleeping in trains, in buses, airports, anywhere. And I've been using this a lot, and it always worked.
Okay, I've never tried that, so I will try next time.
So let's come back now. We were at the evening. Now let's come back to the morning. And just let's check, what is it that makes us drag out of bed, or what pulls us out of bed? And that's what I call the difference between a push and a pull. So a push is when you need to do it because you have to, and because there is something in your day that you're not really looking forward to, or because you didn't set up certain habits. Instead, there is the pull, when there is something that is enticing you, that you are passionate about, or somebody that you love that you need to do something for them.
Yes. So for me, I saw when I wake up, so I go every day Qigong practice outside, and it gives me such a joy. So when I wake up, I feel happy and slowly stand up, make bed, and make tea, sometimes put uplifting music and little move my body, and happily go out to practice. So basically, I think we need to do what we love to do, especially in the morning.
Yes, you are saying, talking about love, what we love. Love is a wonderful magnet. We really need to find something that is like a magnet that will just attract us. It can be your favorite practice, or it can be something that you have chosen in your work, or in your hobbies, or in your daily activities that you say, oh yeah, that's what I really would like to do.
Yeah. And also for me, yeah, I want to wake up early because I wanted to have time for myself before my children wakes up. So as a mother or who has family, I think it's very important to have their own time without disturbance.
Yes. And one other way of pulling us, it's actually having good reasons to ask oneself, why do I do that? Because a mind that is really convinced about the benefits of whatever you're going to be doing in your morning routine is going to be pulling your body much more easily. This is good for my health. This is good for my work. This is wonderful for my children and for my family. This is just going to improve my life and the life of others. These motivations can really be like gasoline in your car.
Yes, and also when you have that, you have a priority what you will do the first. So I read some people, and like Steve Jobs, and he was asking himself every day, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
Yes, this is really powerful. I've been using it quite a few times, and sometimes it's triggered either by just the thought itself, or because something happens in your life or in the life of your loved ones. So you really want to cherish each and every moment, and you know that there is no time to lose. And when you feel that sense, okay, I don't want to lose even 1 minute of my life, you're not going to want to spend it in the bed.
Yes. So we can do only essential things, and we know what's really precious for me, and also what really matters to us.
Yes. So what about now entering into another song? that also the way it is built and constructed, as you were sharing with me, it reminds the morning and the waking. In which way?
Yes, because this piece of music starts very slowly and it builds up gradually, becoming faster and dynamic and flowing with a lot of variations. It's like we start in the morning and how our days go. Yeah. The music is Pachelbel Canon by Konrad Kono.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. And we have already shared in another episode about making one's life as a piece of art. One can also make one's day as a piece of music. Starting in a certain way, reaching a peak, a momentum of action and intensity towards the middle of the day, and then slowly and gradually fading it away into the evening with a certain beat, a certain rhythm, which remains constant in a way, like the heartbeat, but at the same time with variation. Repetition with variation is what makes a song be likable. If it's too repetitive, it's going to be boring. If there is too much variation and there is no rhythm, it may even look like it's not even made by humans. There has been studies about it. But we can really craft it in that way, so that the choices of our actions and in the way we talk and in the way we go about in our day, it can really be like a wonderful song. And a song can be in major some days if you are in a good mood and in a sunny day, or sometimes it can be in minor if there is a rainy day or a damp one, or that there is just a quieter, sometimes kind of gloomy atmosphere. But still, it's so important, the first notes of the song and the rhythm that you give it to it.
Yes. So we were introducing the things, what we can do at night, and also we were talking about the importance of the morning. But also we want to tell you, we don't need to be very strict and rigid like music. So we can follow our rhythms, but we can have a lot of variations as well.
So basically what you are suggesting in a way is to have several options of things that we can do so that we can choose what it suits best to the day and to our period. On one side, to keep a certain kind of regularity, which would be the same thing of keeping the beat and the tempo. And the other, having some other kind of things that one day we choose because the mood is like that or because the day is in a certain way. So maybe for that, we might want to recap the various things that we were mentioning so far, so that you, listener, you can maybe take note or just notice whatever is resonating for you, and that you might say, oh yeah, this I could do, or I'm already doing, or I could integrate it in my life.
Yes, maybe we can start with a ritual like puja, prayer, and just being in silence, or read or listen to an inspirational things as well. And also we can have affirmations, as we talked before about our brain, which is very receptive.
Then is also, as we said, about waking up early in the morning. Doesn't need to be too early, but early enough so that you are more in tune and in rhythm with the solar cycle.
Yes, and you can exercise. There can be maybe soft and gentle gradual exercises like qigong, tai chi, or going for a walk. Or some people I found, they like to cycle or run, or even heavy muscular exercises.
So get your heart pumping, your lungs getting full of oxygen so that your brain will receive it. Drink well so you're going to be hydrated, and use whatever induces a good production of hormones so that you will get into a better or good state. So a state is basically a snapshot of your physical, physiological inner state. So whatever helps you to get into upper and higher emotions, which then it will result into production of hormones.
Yes, and also you can listen to a song or music which you like or lift you up, so you can sing along or dance. Also, if you have a person or families in your house, you can have warm connections in the morning, like hugging and saying loving words to each other to build connections for the day.
And if you are tempted to first look at your phone or at the news before going to hug your children or your loved one, choose the second one and not the first one.
And also, we can maybe smile at our face when we look at the mirror, or we can start with a laughter.
Yes, like we did some of the previous programs about laughter. Definitely, you can do that.
Yes, it's a wonderful way to start your morning.
And then let's also remember about the evening, the importance of the evening to go to sleep early enough, to unburden your emotional content, and to finish with a sweet spot of certain sense of gratitude or appreciation for your day and something that you want to let marinate in your subconscious so that you will wake up well.
Yes, the morning is your time to shine. So we wish you you find your mornings filled with energy, excitement, and joy every day.
So that's our wish from us, Francesco and Vega, and we hope that you enjoyed the episode of today. If it's something that you really liked and you feel you have friends that might be enjoying that too, feel free to share this. And we are going to be together on next Monday, 2:30, or otherwise as the podcast. You can always listen it at any time. So stay tuned with us with Auroville Radio and A Cup of Joy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
no sé qué es lo que tienes en tu sonrisa. Oh, matching woman, oh, yo no sé qué es lo que pasa cuando sonríe. Me vuelvo loco.
Matching woman, I love you, I love you.
Un día tú haces y la diferencia, eres tu mágica mujer. Mi frustración, penita pena de mi corazón.
I love you, magic woman.